This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the central bank reports a 3.9% growth for Barbados, with tourism as the main driver behind the country's economic performance. The Barbados Agricultural Society CEO defends his previous comments on chicken supply amid shortage claims. The government appeals to the private sector to invest in the country's independence celebrations. Bahamas Prime Minister concerned at the significant backlog of murder cases within the judicial system, and police are still searching for the person who set ballot boxes on fire in Washington and Oregon. Good afternoon, I am Christo J. Paul. Details to the news just ahead. The Central Bank of Barbados reports a 3.9% increase in the country's economic performance. Central Bank Governor Dr. Kevin Greenidge highlighted this as he delivered his review of the economy for the first 9 months, where he also stressed that the reserves reached a record high of $3.2 billion at the end of September, and the country's unemployment rate falling by 7.7%, down from 8.5%.
Favorable economy conditions overall, driven by a strong tourism performance, led to a 3.9% growth in real GDP for the first 9 months of 2024. We saw also inflation moderating to 2.4% over the nine-month period, and unemployment falling to 7.7% at the end of June, first two quarters of the year we have compared to the end of June 2023.
He added that the country recorded a fiscal surplus of $581.9 million, or 4% of GDP. Dr. Greenidge pegged the country's sustained growth on the strong tourism sector, despite a slight decline in arrivals from the UK market.
Let's go market by market. This is the U.S. market. 129,000 tourists, roughly, in 9 months of 2023, increasing to 171,000, a 32.5 increase. And you can see virtually higher than the pre-COVID period. Canadian market increased from 54,000 to about 63,000, a 16.5% increase over the period. We had the UK market. Now, we saw a little dip there. 165,000 tourists versus 168, so about 3,000 less, but it remains very in line and just above pre-COVID levels. And in terms of our Caricom market, again, strong performance, moving from 65,600 tourists to 70,000 tourists, an increase of 7.1%.
The central bank governor also reported growth in the non-tourism sectors, but noted declines in the agricultural sector.
Construction value added was 7.2%, increasing. Wholesale and retail distribution sector value added there was 3.2%, and we are comparing first 9 months 2024, first 9 months of 2023. And we also have business and service, one of the largest sectors in the economy, is actually at almost 5%. However, we had adverse weather conditions, we know about that, including the Patches Hurricane Barrel. And in that overall impacted agriculture output, and agriculture output fell by 3.6%. We had a decline, roughly 16% in food crop, things like sweet potato and tomatoes. We had a decline in milk production because of reduced herd size and heat stress, about 24.8%. However, chicken was at 6% in production, pork was at 1.5%. And despite the damages caused by Hurricane Barrel, fish was actually up for the whole period by 24%.
Central Bank Governor Dr. Kevin Greenidge in the lunchtime edition. The Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, is defending his earlier statements about the chicken supply in Barbados. Mr. Paul had previously assured there was no shortage, despite reports on social media comments claiming otherwise. Speaking on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program this morning, Mr. Paul highlighted that supply challenges can arise due to unpredictable factors like changes in demand and issues at production facilities. He noted while he understands public frustration, he reiterated that recent supply data indicated there should not have been any major issues with the chicken supply.
This situation would not have happened yesterday. I understand. And I think really Again, we have a system in which we collect information from hatcheries, we collect information from processors, from producers, to understand better what is happening in the industry. But it means then that we were operating based on information which was provided to us. There was a hatchery which has indicated that over 300,000 more birds have been placed precisely to avoid the situation. It is not a perfect situation, but they're dealing real time with people who come in and say, well, I want to increase it within a week or so. It might change. Producers can't respond within a week to increases in demand for a product such as poultry. It just can't happen. It is unfortunate when I heard some of the statements being made, but all I will say is this. Information that I got indicated that there should not have been a problem. Some of the producers, and this is not only being told to us, experiencing difficulties in their pens.
Mr. Paul stressed that while the industry is facing problems, officials expect the situation would improve soon. Government is appealing to the private sector to invest in the country's independence celebrations. Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment Charles Griffith made the call during a $30,000 check handover from Sagicor Life Incorporated to sponsor Friday's scheduled lighting ceremony. Mr. Griffith said it is not too late for those companies to sponsor this event or other independence initiatives.
I have asked from the time I came here that corporate lobbyists get involved in these type of initiatives. I have seen the needle move in a small way, but not enough to impact in the way that I think we can impact our country. 58 years, national celebration. In speaking to Ms. Paris, I don't think that all of the roundabouts will be lit this year, and that is unfortunate. So there's still room for persons to come on board. I mean, even as we start, I think the door is still open for sponsors to come on board. This is our national thing, you know, it is big. Other corporate entities should look at this. Their marketing budget should be factoring independence celebration every year.
Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment Charles Griffith. The Democratic Labour Party has unveiled a month-long slate of activities to celebrate the country's 58th year of independence. The announcement was made during a news briefing at the opposition leader's headquarters at Hing Street in the city. The DLP's fourth vice president, Shaquani Hunt, outlined a number of social and other events spread across November up until the 30th. And finally, with just days until election day, hundreds of ballots were destroyed or damaged by fires set this week at two ballot drop boxes in the Pacific Northwest, and investigators are searching for a person they believe is responsible for both. Many of the ballots in a drop box were set on fire in Portland, Oregon, but were unaffected. But hundreds of ballots were damaged or destroyed in a second fire in nearby Vancouver, Washington election. A Clark County official said that 475 damaged ballots were retrieved from the burned ballot box in Vancouver. Recapping the headlines. The central bank reports a 3.9% growth for Barbados, with tourism as the main driver behind the country's economic performance. The Barbados Agricultural Society CEO defends his previous comments on chicken supply amid shortage claims. The government appeals to the private sector to invest in the country's independence celebrations, and police are still searching for the person who set ballot boxes on fire in Washington and Oregon. That was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.